Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From tea with Daniel O'Donnell to Irish wine, breakfast briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us to tell us about all the stories that we just might have missed this week. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm dying to get home.
Oh.
I'm going to do my ceremonial unveiling of my outdoor cushions, which have been in the attic since, I'd say, September. So now I've 13 cushions to bring down to put outside and the summer.
Of them.
Yeah, there's 13. They're small. And this is the start of the summer.
So I know, isn't it amazing?
Yeah, might even get the power washer out. You never know. Have you anything on for the weekend?
Aside from going to Neo and Akon tonight.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I know. Our listeners, I'm sure, are disgusted with me, but I'll have a great night. No, I need to do a job in the back garden tomorrow.
Yeah.
The place is like a kip. It's literally now, it has been a dumping ground for 4 months as a building site. So,
well, this is the weekend to do it.
Yeah.
No rain coming.
Yeah, no, I can't deal with it.
I have to go to my dad's 80th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And you only had your mum's recently,
yes,
too.
So, mum and dad both 80. So, happy birthday, Des, on this weekend.
Oh.
And then he's away off on a fishing trip as well. So, that's a nice way to spend your 80th.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away.
That theme tune reminds me of Airlines. Remember that show from ITV years ago?
No.
In the airport. I think it was Luton Airport. That was the theme song.
Okay.
So it always reminds me. We're not talking Luton. We're talking Waterford here. And this is very exciting news and something people in the southeast have been crying out for years. The Indo tells us Waterford Airport is going to resume commercial flights from next year. So
right,
if you're in the southeast, you can be jetting off from Waterford.
Mm.
The deal is done, we are told. So what happened this week was they had an extraordinary general meeting of Waterford Regional Airport Limited, and they approved a proposal to liquidate that company to pave the way for a new company to start works so the runway can reopen to commercial flights from next summer. So there's going to be a new Waterford Airport Limited to complete the redevelopment. It's going to be owned by a billionaire called Kelsey Warren, and they reckon that now there's a 30-day period for any issues, but essentially the deal is done, and there's going to be an official sod turning in May for it as well.
Have you ever flown out of any of the domestic airports here?
Dublin, obviously.
Yeah.
And Shannon.
Yeah.
I loved going from Shannon. This was years ago, but you could park nearly outside the door and there was only one gate or one desk that everyone went through. It was so easy. It was a breeze.
We flew on our J1 going to the States from Shannon, all right, years ago.
Yeah. Different experience to Dublin.
Yeah, Kerry and Donegal now are just... Yeah,
everyone's talking about Kerry Airport.
Different
people
beat.
Love us. Yeah, now the we're told Waterford Airport is back in business, which, as I say, people in the south.
Huge news for the area.
Huge news. And what they're going to do over the next year is they're going to have a major runway extension and infrastructure upgrades. They reckon they can handle 400,000 passengers a year at Waterford Airport within 5 years. And the runway is going to be lengthened and widened so that large jet planes can also land. So it's big news from the southeast.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Now we're going to Cork for our next story. I love this idea. We could probably all do with DIY classes, to be honest.
Oh God, yeah. I think I'm beyond saving those.
Well, you know this from your own house recently.
Yeah.
Like, you would have saved a fortune if you could do some of the DIY.
Oh yeah, but like, I also think there's an element of just know your lane, and DIY is not my area.
It's like me.
So I have just decided, I have just taken this view in life that now, you know, like, there's just some things I can't do and I'm not good at, and that's fine.
That's okay.
There are people who are brilliant at that for a reason.
Well, I'm not judging you. I agree. I can't cook really, so I agree with you there. But it would be great to be able to do stuff yourself.
Yeah.
And Cork Echo tells us if you've ever put off hanging a mirror or putting up a shelf because you dread going into a hardware store or you don't know the right hook or drill bit to use, then a workshop coming to Cork this summer could be just the thing you need. So we have this, I keep seeing these guys on Instagram, we've the Irish School of DIY, which has just been set up, and they're offering workshops for schools and adults on the fundamentals of DIY. And the founder of the Irish School is Declan Boogie, who noticed when he set it up that 90% of the traffic on his website came from women. So he thought, well, there's a demand here for women to learn about DIY. And he says that women are fed up of being told that they can't do it and that this is a man's job, which it really isn't. So we want to show them how simple a lot of it is. Now, the next workshop in Cork is on this weekend. Mm. That's sold out, but they're already planning further workshops. And what you can expect to do at the workshop, you can use tools safely, but even they show you how to go into a hardware shop and ask for the right equipment, how to know what to ask for, not things like a skirting board ladder and stuff like that, or tartan paint. That's another one. Send someone off to a hardware shop for tartan paint. And they'll also show you how to cut timber, hang things on block and stud walls.
It's a great idea.
Change door handles. Yeah. And they'll also show you how to build a bench from scratch, and then they give the bench to the local community. Now, that's women, but they're also going to Cork this summer because they're going to do summer camps for kids. So the kids will learn how to use power tools and all that stuff. And as we know, with the price of trying to get some of these handymen in, getting a trade is the future. It's where the money is.
Tell us about Offaly.
I think you may have had a glass of wine in your time, have you?
I'm partial to an odd one.
How would you feel about Irish wine?
I've tried Irish wine before.
Have you?
I've had Irish wine from Wicklow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Offaly.
It's strawberry based, I think.
Okay. Well, they do it so much in England. Like, there's thousands of vineyards in England, but not so much in Ireland. But all of that
I'm very on board with Ireland having more vineyards, though.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to County Offaly for this one, where one man is creating his own vineyard, and it's called Irish Wine Estates, based in South Offaly on the Tipperary border, which is close to where Stephen White grew up on his family farm. Then he emigrated to the UK for 30 years ago, but he never got rid of his love of Ireland, and he decided to come home and come back to Offaly. And the main thing was, well, what are we going to do? He said, we decided we want to buy land. What do you do with the land? The Irish Independent says Stephen and his partner have a love of wine and they travel the world for tastings, and now they've decided to give it a go themselves because they watched how the English wine industry is flying. English wines are winning awards all over the shop, so he thought, if the English can do it, surely the Irish can too. Now, how you grow grapes in Ireland for wine, it's kind of tricky. If you're up too high, if you're over 150 metres above sea level, you're liable to heavy frost. So you want to be 100 metres above sea level, not 150. But then you don't want to be too low because the frost settles in lower areas as well. So if you're too high, there's frost, or too low, there's frost. But he has 3,000 young vines ready to go, and he reckons that the vines are all going to be planted by the middle of next month, and we'll have our first batch of wine in 2029.
We'll have to get a lunchtime live vineyard.
Yeah, good idea.
I can imagine them trying to get on board with that.
I don't want to be responsible for minding it, though, because it sounds like an awful lot of work.
Yeah, it does sound huge. Fair play to them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And it's going to be vines from France, Germany, Belgium and Italy.
What are we missing in Galway this week?
Well, we have our hero of the week this week, and it's a train commuter in Galway. So we have a dog who was found abandoned on the train tracks in Galway, is now being put up for adoption because, sadly, the owner has never come forward to claim him. But the pup was spotted on the railway in Ballinasloe train station on the actual tracks earlier this month. Mm. But thankfully, people on the platform sprang into action to save him. One person ran and alerted the staff, who told the driver of the incoming train, can you stop the train? There's a dog on the line. And then another brave commuter went onto the tracks, picked up the pup and brought him to the safety of the platform. The dog is really cute dog. It's a kind of white terrier, no collar or ID on the dog. The owners didn't come forward, but the shelter have named him Busby, and now Busby's looking for his new home. And the GSPCA say the story shows the true meaning of goodness and compassion, and for the 10 minutes or so it took, it was the difference between a past and a future for this little dog. And they say Busby is the happiest little ball of fluff you could meet. So if you're interested, GSPCA have the doggy. And a reminder, adopt, don't shop, please.
Finally,
the lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind.
Of course, that is the
unmistakable
sound of Daniel O'Donnell. That's the home of Donegal, I think, is that song. We're talking Daniel this week. Now, we're very proud in Kildare because
of Daniel.
Yes, we have the exhibition at Newbridge Silverware. So Daniel's all over the news this week. So we have the exhibition at Newbridge Silverware, which I think is going to be packed. There's huge interest in it. But the other news in the Daniel O'Donnell world, and this is big, big news in Donegal. Do you remember this when you were growing up, seeing crowds of people outside his house having tea?
Yes.
I remember I used to see this on the telly.
Yeah, well, we used to always hear. Obviously wasn't there, but you'd hear great talk about it. But Daniel had, like, I remember he was in the show with us last year talking about closing down his, ceasing his fan, you know, the fan mail or fan club, the way they communicate with people. But what he did, like, it was remarkable. The fan base and like how the level of communication that he had fans over the years.
Absolutely. I know locally in Kildare he'd pop in and play whist with people in a community centre for older people at night time. He'd go and visit sick fans, but he used to do this tea at his house every summer. Then he stopped it 26 years ago, but the news is that the famous tea party is back once again. So Daniel and Magella are hosting a one-off tea party in aid of Relay for Life. It's on the 28th of July at their stunning home in Donegal. Now we all know that show with Dermot Bannon, because Dermot redesigned Daniel's house. I don't know if Daniel was too happy with it at the time. There wasn't enough bathrooms, I think. But anyway, back in the 90s, Daniel's tea parties attracted literally thousands of fans, but they stopped in the year 2000 and now it's back. Magella's a patron of the Relay for Life charity.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
And Daniel, I think, is going to sing outside his house as well. Funds raised through this appeal, which is called Boil the Kettle, will support the services for the Irish Cancer Society. So 28th of July, you have to go to Daniel's house in Mean Banad? Do you know what that is?
Oh, it's I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Not really, no.
I think we'll just say it's Mean Banad, and I'm sure Donegal listeners will
I'm
correct
sure
us.
I'm sure probably butchering that somehow, but well, I don't think that's how it's pronounced. I should probably know,
you
but anyway,
know.
Yeah.
Ask me anywhere in Kildare, I would know it.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's a very local town land, to be fair.
Right, we'll try and find his house, and we'll go there on the 28th.
I know where
July.
His old house is, but not the new one. Yeah.
You should do the show live from there on the day. It'd be fabulous.
Daniel would be delighted to hear us talking about
you
this.
You should do. Yes.
From the tea party.
28th of July.
Shane Beattie, thanks a million for joining us. Enjoy your cushion unveiling in Kildare later.
I'm very excited. Thank you very much. Have a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.